All right. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even the toughest times, strengthening us for your purpose. Lord, please open our minds and hearts to hear your message this morning. Again, we thank you for your great love and your great care. Amen. This morning, we will be hearing about the first experience of the Holy Spirit. It is when I will be talking about when the Holy Spirit poured upon the church. The day of Pentecost was a Jewish feast that was held 50 days after Passover. It was known as the day when the law was given to Israel, the season of the giving of the law. It's when the first fruits would be presented to God. The day of Pentecost in the New Testament is the day the church received the Spirit of grace in its fullness. Let's make the sound of the wind. Starting at Acts 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, the sound like the blowing of a violent storm came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit embraced them. Well, at that time, when this holiday was always celebrated, the weather conditions were really good. And so this was one of the biggest feasts the largest amount of people would attend. Because the disciples had seen the Holy Spirit work within the ministry of Jesus, they knew that they should wait for the gift that Jesus was sending to them. The video that we just watched had Jesus, scenes from The Chosen. And as when I watch that series, I always think, oh, to be there. Oh, what they must have seen, what they must have felt, what they must have learned. They found comfort in waiting together with other believers. The disciples tried, they were being tried in this big group of people, but they continued to practice kindness, patience, and compassion while they were waiting in the upper room. It is said there were 120 people in that room, which leads one to believe that perhaps it was in part of the temple where they were gathering. Pentecost may be considered the birthday of the church. I think that's so joyful and so amazing. The birthday of the church is celebrated on the day of Pentecost. They were in one accord, in one place, together, sharing the love of God. They had gathered together in obedience, and they they were praying together. They were relying on God. A little bit of a review from what Karis had shared. The word for spirit is the same word for breath or wind in the Hebrew, Greek, and Latin language. Words used to describe the breath or wind of God are the breath and wind of God are mighty. They are from heaven. The breath of wind comes noisily and suddenly. Let's make that wind sound. The Holy Spirit was poured out onto the disciples and onto the believers. Matthew 3:11, I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes the one who will be more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. It is prophesied that this event will occur. Peace would be placed upon them, and the fire would consume the self-life and the causes of pain. As humans, we do tend to become selfish at times. And with the power of the Holy Spirit, we are able to live lives without that self-lives. The Spirit will fill the believer's mind with genuine understanding of truth. It also imparted gifts qualifying the believers for service in the body of Christ. Jesus shared, "Go tell the world about me." There was a flame setting on each of them. This phenomenon would never happen again. They were filled with the Holy Spirit in God's timing, in faith, in unity, in a very unusual way. More than 3,000 people were saved that day, and the movement of the Christian church began. It was the birthday of the church. Life on earth has never been the same since that event occurred. The gifts presented to the believers at that time are still our gifts today. Acts 2, starting at verse 5. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them, saying, "Oh, they have had too much wine." Those outside of the room that heard the believers speaking in tongues, speaking in different languages, noticed that there seemed to be a unity among all of them, people from all different lands. It is in these languages that the works of God were being professed. The promise of Jesus was being fulfilled. God answers prayers. He promises us goodness and mercy. Jesus promises to never leave us or forsake us. He will never leave us. We need to remain in him. We are to trust in him. Pray to him. Know that he hears us. That is a gift to us. You see, he is shaping each of us into the image of God as we are being prepared for future opportunities and new situations. He is so good to us. Believers have a different mindset, a different way of acting. An example that I've run into would be someone laying in a bed and asked to move to the side of the bed, had grabbed onto a railing. I saw this 2 times. I saw it 1 time in the hospital where the nurse said, "Come on, honey, you have to let go of the railing," when they wanted to move her back, and helped her to pry her fingers off. And I saw that another time where someone stood there yelling, "Let go of the bar, let go of the bar, you have to let go of the bar, let go of the bar." Do you see the 2 differences? One is more godly, and one is impatient. As believers, we need to recognize that our actions matter. Our actions show that we are Christians. We are encouraged by Jesus to always speak the language of love. Love is his language. We, just like the disciples, will be given the opportunity to share of biblical experiences and the faith experiences that Jesus provides for each of us. Each one of us can learn the Bible, have it in our minds, ready to share with others. And Jesus provides the opportunities for us to learn. Our personal experiences, along with church experiences, encourage our own growth and helps others receive Christ as their Savior. When others see Christ in you and see your joy, or see how you work out through your problems, they will want that. What a gift to be able to share with others about what Jesus has done for us. Let's make noise. What a gift. I truly enjoy hearing personal stories, faith stories from others. The stories will always encourage my faith walk. And I want to encourage all of you not to be afraid to share about your faith with others. Let's return to Acts 2, starting at verse 14. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit on those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So the naysayers have always been around, even way back then, right? It seems that there will always be people dismissing the power of God's word. It is because of these critics that we need to always be on our best behaviors. People are watching. We will never be perfect, but knowing Jesus means knowing that we ought to strive to be better. We know that we are forgiven when we fall, and that is a gift. And we know that we will be blessed and be able to get back up. Jesus Christ is with us when we suffer. I guess we should expect to suffer. There is suffering in this world. But when you believe in Jesus Christ, you are not suffering alone. He is with us. His Spirit is with us. We must practice remaining with him. Peter had a boldness about him as he represented the group of the apostles standing and speaking to everyone that was there. Jesus had been preparing Peter for this time his whole life. Every day that you live is preparation for what may happen next, because we don't know what will happen next. When you remain in him, you will be prepared. Peter's courage to share was a gift of the Holy Spirit. Peter had studied the Bible and he was able to quote the prophet Joel. He was now basically holding a Bible study in front of thousands of people. You may want to write these down. It's up to you. I'm going to share with you the verses that he had quoted from. So Peter had quoted from Joel 2:28-32. Psalm 16:8-11. And Psalm 110, verse 1. Psalm 110, verse 1. God had promised to pour out his Spirit on all flesh, all bodies. The gift of the Holy Spirit would not be for just a few. It would be for all who choose to believe. Joel spoke the words of God's promises. He spoke of Jesus returning in a cloud of glory. I know at my home, sometimes there's conversation about perhaps people will be confused. The news won't report it right. People won't know that it's really Jesus. And I believe when he returns in the cloud and there's smoke and there's flames, people will undeniably know it is Jesus returning. Peter reiterated Joel's words, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Proverbs 18:10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Run to Jesus when you are hurt, when you feel angry, when you feel upset, when you feel confused. Run to him. On the day of Pentecost, spiritual gifts were bestowed upon the believers to do the work of the ministry. Every believer became a minister when the wind whirled and the sound erupted. Let's make the wind. It was hard to deny that something wasn't going on there, right? The sound was loud. As the Spirit was being placed upon them. What is your spiritual gift? Are you a helper, a healer, a teacher, a sharer, a giver, a preacher, a provider? You each have spiritual gifts from the Lord. Are you using your spiritual gifts to do the Lord's work? Let's celebrate Pentecost Sunday on every day. Celebrate and recognize the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given to each of you. Listen to the sounds. Listen to the sounds that are coming from heaven. Keep praying. Be patient. Until you receive the answer to your prayer. Recognize the opportunities to witness to others. We must remain humble and walk in the path of Jesus. He said to us, "Go tell the world about me." As we leave today, or when we're enjoying our lunch together, take a moment, approach somebody. Let them know what spiritual gift you see in them. We are blessed with the Holy Spirit in our lives. Happy birthday, dear church. Dear Wellspring Church of Skipback, may the Spirit be here continually. May the Spirit guide us, teach us, and allow us to walk as Jesus did. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love and care. We thank you for this blessed church. I am so gracious to be sharing here amongst your people. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, and we give you praise for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We give all thanks for your unfailing love. In your blessed name, amen. One last wind. We are blessed. Would anyone like to add anything to, or if you have any questions at this time?